Twitter permanently blacklists General Michael Flynn and Sidney Powell. By Alim Bokhari on January 8, 2021. The Twitter accounts of retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and his attorney, Sidney Powell, were both blacklisted today. According to The Hill, the bans are permanent. A Twitter spokesperson told The Hill that the accounts were banned due to their connections to the QAnon movement. "We've been clear that we will take strong enforcement action on behavior that has the potential to lead to offline harm. And given the renewed potential for violence surrounding this type of behavior in the coming days, we will permanently suspend accounts that are solely dedicated to sharing QAnon content," said the spokesperson. This comes amid an unprecedented round of censorship that has targeted President Trump and other high-profile allies of the administration. Facebook and Instagram have indefinitely banned President Trump, leading to widespread alarm from even non-political and liberal figures like Glenn Greenwald and celebrity Emily Ratajkowski. Democrats, including former First Lady Michelle Obama, have been urging big tech companies to make the bans permanent. Flynn served as National Security Advisor for a brief period at the start of the Trump administration before being subject to a multi-year legal battle to clear his name after he was accused of making false statements to the FBI. Flynn was pardoned by President Trump in November 2020, after the Department of Justice filed a motion to dismiss all federal charges against the decorated former lieutenant general. Both Flynn and Powell had met with President Trump over the past few months to discuss the election result. Ron Watkins, former administrator of the internet message board 8kun, was also banned as part of Twitter's crackdown against QAnon. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.